Good to see you all here tonight, amen, the house of the Lord. Are you happy in your journey?
Glory to God.
Amen. Does heaven sound sweeter all the time?
Glory to God.
Amen. You got leaving on your mind. Amen. I believe Jesus is soon to come just any day. I preached the other services. Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Amen. But we need to watch and be therefore ready. In such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man coming.
That's right.
So we need to be prepared to meet him and draw closer to him.
Yes, amen.
Amen. All right, St. John's Gospel tonight. If you have your Bibles, if you turn with me to chapter 15. Amen. Familiar scripture here. Words of Jesus. We'd like to stand in reverence to God's word as we read the words of Christ. St. John chapter 15, begin reading verse number 1. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken of you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. Praise God. Looking back here to verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. I want you to think about what Christ is saying here. You shall ask what ye will. And it shall be done. It shall be done unto you. One verse of scripture comes to mind where there's two agreeing as touching anything on the earth. It shall be done.
Yes.
Amen. Now we know that we have this confidence in him that if we ask anything according to his will, that he heareth us.
Yes.
How many believe tonight that our God is exceedingly able to do far and above all that we may ask or think, according to the power. According to the power that worketh in us.
That's right.
Are you thank God tonight for the power? Listen, it's the power of God that keeps you. And when we think about the adversary, wars against us, and wars against the church, and all the roaring is a lie, amen, trying to devour all that he can, we know he is a thief, and we know he's out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But listen, Jesus said we have power.
Yes.
We have power, amen, to tread upon the serpents, and take up serpents. We have the power over the enemy. You hear me tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Do you believe with me tonight that we have victory?
Oh, yes.
Amen. The victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Glory to God.
Amen. That we can have victory over the flesh.
Yes.
We can have victory over the devil.
Right.
We can have victory over the world. And we can have victory over sin.
Right.
How many believe tonight? But thanks be to God who has given to us the victory. through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you believe that tonight? Say amen. Can you rejoice with me what the Word of God teaches us? That as a child of God, if we abide in Christ, amen, look what we have in Scripture that we can stand on and know with the assurance that we have in our heart by faith. What I've already given you here tonight through the Scriptures, that the child of God can stand, amen, upon what Jesus has already said. If you believe it within your heart, amen, stand upon the Word of God and let the Word of God begin to saturate you and move within you and set your soul on fire. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. A burning desire is placed within your heart. Amen. To feast at the Lord's table.
Oh, yeah.
And once you become to come and dine with Him, you'll come to know the sweetness and the richness and the unsearchable riches of Christ that in the heart of the believer that's going to keep you running back to the well of grace. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Oh, hallelujah. I love Him tonight, church. And I thank God to know for the saint that abides in Christ. Woo! Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
Glory to God.
About serving God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We don't understand what Jesus is really saying. When He was teaching in parables, parables is related to short stories. When I used to sit around with my little boys and tell them stories about when I was a little boy. Amen. All the stories I could tell. Time and time again, they say, Daddy, tell me about those stories when you was a little boy. Amen. Continually. You know, when they were little boys, they want to know about how it was when I was a little boy. Until one day I was a big boy. Amen. But anyway, amen, what about these short stories? And what Jesus has to say. It's not my stories of little boys and little girls and all the fun and the play. When it comes down to the Word of God, there's something that we always learn according to these parables. And when Jesus spoke, He spoke to His disciples. Amen. For them to learn. And they had asked the Lord one day, Lord, teach us how to pray. As John also taught his disciples. And Jesus gave them that model prayer unto the Father. And He also told them the Word. Amen. He expounded the Scriptures to them. And they began to learn of the Word of God. They were eager to hear what Jesus had to say. How eager are you? How zealous have you become about the work of God in these last days? Saints of God, we need to be one. Amen. If we can go back and set our barley fields on fire. Amen. To see a burning desire in the last hour for the last day, church. To say, I'm one here. God, use me. Lord, send me. Lord, bless me. Give me the Word. Let me expound it. Let me teach it. Let me preach it. Let me leave it. Let me stand on it. Let it abide. Let it abide in me. Rhythm of Monday. Sheila McCandel of Omaha. Let's worship Him all over the house tonight. This is real. This is not man-made. It's not man-given. It's the Word of God. We're messengers. We're preachers of the gospel. But this is the Word of God. It's already been settled in heaven. Amen. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. Amen. The Word of God will not return void. It will stand. He will go forth. Amen. When it's sent to prosper, that it's prospered to do what it is sent to do. And I'm telling you, saints of God, the Word of God is powerful and quick. Quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the divine and sunder of soul and spirit. And to the joints and to the marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's the Word of God. And what the Lord, amen, desires for you to know tonight. If God be my helper to give you a message about abiding in Christ. And if we abide in Him, amen, you as the child of God can bring forth fruit. He desires for you to bring more fruit than what you've already been bearing. Amen. Oh, yes. And that's what you need to do, saints of God, is bring forth more fruit. Amen. For the benefit of the kingdom of God. that you could lead souls to Christ. Pray with me, Heavenly Father. We're thankful tonight, God. Amen, that we can rejoice. And so we thank you, Lord, tonight for the power and the Spirit. Amen, God, we need the unction and the movement of the Holy Ghost in this place. I pray, God, that you'll move in our hearts, begin to stir us in our minds, and let us receive the Word of God with joyfulness and gladness. Amen, let it be like a sponge. Amen, as it's absorbed into our hearts, let that burning desire be within us to stir us once again for what God is saying. Knowing that faith by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Let thy servant be hid behind the cross. Amen. The glory of our Lord shall be revealed. Knowing if Jesus be lifted up, it'll draw all men unto him. Do a work here tonight, God. Touch our hearts and our minds. Let us receive the Word of God. God, we need that stirring. Amen. We need that spiritual awakening. God, let it be in us. Let it move, God. Let it touch us here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. What is ever accomplished, Lord? What is ever accomplished here, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory and honor. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen. And you may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Abiding in Christ. Preacher, what is the Greek meaning for the word? It means to remain and to continue or to live. Abide or to live. To remain and continue. If we are to continue as a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, God desires for us to remain. When we think about remaining in Christ, we think about remaining faithful. How many believe the scripture teaches us what? I believe in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 that God is faithful. And he will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with that temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. And I'm telling you, saints of God, God has proven himself to be faithful, but to abide in Christ for the child of God, for the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you must remain and you must continue. If we are to remain in the faith, if we're to continue in the faith, if we're to continue in love, if we continue in prayer, amen, we got to know what it is to abide. And that's what he desires for us to receive here in this message tonight. Jesus said, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Now, amen, if Jesus said, I'm the true vine, and he goes on to say that ye are the branches. Amen, there's a connection here to the Son of God. Now, we know that when Jesus came to this earth, he acknowledged the Father. Amen, he came to give glory to the Father. Amen, glory to God, and let his glory be revealed. It was no more what Jeff was saying about Mary and Martha. Amen, about Jesus coming by the place after Lazarus had died. 4 days he was already dead. 4 days he was decomposed until Jesus rose him from the dead. But this was to be for the people, amen, that was in that place to come to know of the glory of God being revealed at that time, that Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. It was through the glory and the power of God to let his power be made known to those people. Now when they come around to give comfort to Mary and Martha, and we're doing no more what we do when we go around the funeral homes and the homes about the loved ones that have passed from this life. We're there to try to comfort them and try to give them words, amen, of encouragement or comfort or help and pray with them or whatever we feel like we can do to help them. Amen. But Jesus wept with those that wept. Amen. He could feel what they were feeling. And he knew within himself, amen, what he was about to do. Amen. For the glory of the Father. And when amen, Lazarus was raised from the dead, that was the power of God being made known. And the power of God is to be made known in Upper Room Fellowship. The power of God is to be made known in Anderson, South Carolina. Amen. All the places. He said, after that you'll receive power. Amen. Amen. After the power of God has come upon you, you can be witnesses unto me in Samaria, Judea. Amen. Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Which is Anderson, South Carolina, and other places. Amen. That power, amen, is upon us and in us and through us. Amen. I thank God to know that you are abiding to that power that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's abiding, church. That's abiding because we feel it. We have it. We cherish it. We believe it. It's settled in us. It's moving in us. It's touched us. It's done something for us. And I thank God I can praise him tonight. Because I know I have a desire. to remain and continue and to live and to abide.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But that's my desire tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Just as the branch has life only as long as the life of the vine flows into it. That's why there's a connection between us and Christ. Amen. Praise God. It's divine. Amen. It's divine. Now we have a plant that me and my wife had planted beside the house there. Amen. They call it a snowball bush. Don't that's what they call it? What is it? Amen. I can't. Hydrangea. Is that right? Snowball is what we've always called them. Beautiful blue petals on that plant. And I planted it right near the spout. Amen. Of the spout where the water comes out. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Right near where the water's coming out of that drain. Amen. It's connected to the house. Amen. Oh, yes. It hadn't been a drain for the water heater. And therefore, it soaks and absorbs into the ground. It made that plant to flourish. Amen. And all those petals are so beautiful when it begins to bloom. And now it's a very large plant. I mean, very large. Normally it wouldn't be that large because of the nourishment that this plant has received. We planted an azalea right beside it. And amen, it's begun to grow very large. And these two plants are continually getting that water. It's coming out of that pipe. Amen, in the side of the house. That overflow from that hot water heater, that water is running down. Amen, and also the drain. Amen, the gutter, the water, it comes down also near that plant. It's getting plenty of water. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Through the dry season, it's still getting water. Amen. Through the dry and barren places, that plant is still receiving water. Amen. That's the life-giving flow for the child of God by the Spirit. Amen. Your life is going to be fruitful just like that plant. If we had planted, I'm sure, tomato plants or whatever plants we wanted to plant. Amen. Glory to God. As long as there was a great water supply, amen, they were going to bloom and they were going to grow and grow and grow. Amen. That's abiding in Christ. There must be a flow of water. What is that water, preacher? Water represented in Scripture at times is the Word. The Word of God is the seed that is planted into the heart of the believer through the power of prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once that plant is being watered, it's going to flourish. It's going to bloom. It's going to blossom. It even has an aroma of a smell about it. You know how roses are. Some plants are flowers. They have that sweet aroma and that smell. Amen. It's so beautiful. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, that's the way it is in the life-giving flow for the child of God, because there's a connection to the vine. I'm the vine, you are the branches. And once that connection is made because of a relationship in Jesus Christ, we settle alone somewhere and build an altar unto God. We settle to have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We desire, amen, to feast upon the things of God. We come to know the riches in His Word. We come to know fellowship with the brethren, but most of all, fellowship with God. And once we have the love that's abounding in us, once we have the Spirit leading us, and we have the Spirit teaching us, He begins to reveal unto us a true life, a true disciple, a life that is devoted to the Scriptures, a life, amen, that desires to know the Word of God. And there's a continual abiding within the heart of the believer and such a connection. Amen. What is really prayer, preacher? Amen. That prayer to God. Amen. It's a yearning of the soul to God. Amen. There's a channel. There's a connection. As the true vine is to the branches. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you thankful to know, saints of God, that God desires for you to have that connection? God desires for you to let the Word of God flow in you. God desires to quicken you and to move you and to help you and to bless you and to uplift you from the shadows and to plant your feet on higher ground. My Lord God tonight, it's a body in Christ. It's loving the Savior.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
God. I don't know about you, saints. I'm telling you. Amen. When that connection, amen, that remaining, that continuing, Jesus said, continue. Continue in prayer. Pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. If, amen, the words of Paul, but Jesus said that, amen, if I was praying, you know, if you love me, you'll keep my words. Amen. Did you say that? If you love me, you'll keep my sayings, keep my words. He said, pray ye one for another.
Yeah.
To abide in my words.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Praise God. Now listen, we know if a tree brings forth evil fruit or bad fruit, is cut down. Amen. Haman cut down and cast to the fire. It's good for nothing. Haman, it can't produce anything because it's bad fruit. Haman, bad fruit. And therefore, amen, for the child of God, Haman has such a desire. Amen. Listen, that's where it is. Listen, if you're losing your desire for the house of God, for prayer and devotion, and the word of God, and the spiritual things in the church, amen, glory to God. I know there's so much entertainment in the church world today. It's not through entertainment. Amen, glory to God. It's through the work of God. It's through the spiritual things. It's through the altar. Listen, amen, we don't hardly have revival in the world. Why, preacher? Because revival's not in the land. Amen. Revival's not like it used to be. When they called revival, you called for prayer. You called for fasting. When they called revival, 1 week was just a start. It was nothing to run a 3 and 4 week revival back several years ago. Amen. Now, amen. Oh, yes, we don't hardly have those anymore. Amen. Just few and far between. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, because people have drifted away from God, they don't desire to do these things anymore. Amen. They don't want to be revived. Amen. They just want to be there. Amen. Oh, yes. And sometimes there's a stumbling block and a hindrance. Oh, yes. Come on now. Because Christians are not like the Word of God teaches us to be. We're to be alive to heal. We're to be fruitful. We're to be dedicated. Amen. We're to have the love of God. And once we have these things, church, we're abiding.
Come on.
But if you don't have these things, you're not abiding. Abiding, I say, is remaining and continuing and abiding and living in Christ. For me to live as Christ is what Paul said in Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. Amen. Yet not I. That's where it is. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now it's Christ in me. Amen. It's not just I. But it's Christ in me. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When I see you, I see Christ. When you see me, you see Christ. Amen. He's in our walk. He's in our talk. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Your heart has a yearning and a desire for prayer and seeking God. Amen. Remaining in the church, doing what you can to be available. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Doing all you can. Amen. To benefit the church in any way that you can, because you have a love for the work of God and the service of God. Everything you want to give to the work of God, it's there, church, because you have a yearning desire. Yeah. And I always said, and say it again, if you lose any desire, you're in trouble. Right. You're drifting away from God. Right. You need to do something to rekindle that desire. Amen. Glory to God. I pray, preach the other service about stirring up the gift of God which is in us. Amen. Praise God. To fan the flame. Amen. Praise God. And once you begin to fan the flame of the burning desire within the heart, it'll cause you to, amen, to draw closer to Christ. I preached another message, amen, where the psalmist has said, it's good for me to draw near to God. Once we're drawing near to God, we come to know, amen, through the nearness of God, what a relationship's all about. Amen. We're building upon that. We're standing upon that. I preach a lot of relationship. I have for many years. I'm a relationship preacher. Until you come to an intimate relationship with Christ, amen, loving to God and serving Him above all other, and what Jesus said, he that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Right. He that loveth son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You got to love God. Amen. You got to sow, amen, some seed, plant some seed, and do what you can to lead souls to Christ, because we're called to be ambassadors. We're called to be disciples. We're called to minister. We're called to be the salt of the earth. If the salt of the earth is lost its savor, it's good for nothing and trodden under the foot of men. But I'm glad to know I am the light. I'm glad to know I am the salt. I'm glad to know I'm in Christ. It's in Christ, church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do not look to the left or to the right. Keep your eyes forward. Set forth the goal and reach for the high calling of the prize and the high calling of God. Amen. For laid up for thee is a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give in that day. If you remain in my love and walk in my commandments and keep my word hidden within you, I'll begin to open up your heart to receive it. it. But you must live by faith and walk by faith. And therefore, amen, look into my word and begin to read it and meditate upon it. Hide it within your heart. Amen. Desire my word to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. For I am a God who has led you thus far, and I'll continue to lead you that you can be a true disciple of my word. Hunger for me, saith the Lord, this hour. Seek my face and remain in me, and I'll cause you to be fruitful. For I am a God that will help thee. Amen. This hour, church, let's give you praise all over the house. Lift your hands and glorify and magnify God. Listen here. Amen. God desires to do something for you. He's here to bless us in this place. I don't know about you, but I have a desire to abide. I don't know about you, but my hope is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but there's a shield on my heart. There's a desire within me to abide. Amen. To abide in Christ. To be fruitful. I said to be fruitful. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall bring forth fruit. Much fruit. That's God's desire for you tonight, is to bring forth much fruit.
Glory to God.
We know what the fruits of the Spirit are in Galatians. Chapter 5, I believe it is. Amen. Excuse me tonight. Amen. Fruits of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace and gentleness and goodness and kindness. Amen. Oh, yes, and meekness and temperance. Amen. Once we begin to have these fruits as a Christian saints, we come to know the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God is bearing forth in the believer's life. Amen. Because he's connected to the vine. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And once there's a vital flow there, it's a continual flow. It's a vital flow. Amen. If something stops that up, that's the way the adversary desires, is to stop you from praying. Amen. To clog up your life. With unbelief coming in your mind, that's what he desires, to clog you up. I say, with that doubt and unbelief, but there must be a vital flow of the Spirit of God. Yeah, and that vital flow is that connection to the vine. Amen. Glory to God, just like the blood that flows through our veins. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to know through the blood of Christ we are what we are tonight. I'm glad to know that by the Spirit of God we are. Amen. Because we're abiding in the Spirit. We're abiding in the Word. And the Word gets me excited. The Word of God's doing something. Amen. To help us get out of here. I don't know about you, church, amen. Amen, but once you abide in Christ, amen, hallelujah. The world's going to know it. Your neighbor's going to know it. Your mom and daddy's going to know it. Your family's going to know it. Amen. I was thinking about what Brother Michael was saying in the other service. Amen. About praying, keeping the Lord on his mind. Praying, going down the road. Waking up at night, praising God. Amen. Yes, the adversary comes against us. But listen. Amen. He cannot stop that vital flow that flows in us. Amen. Oh, yes. He cannot do that. Amen. We're covered by the blood. We're washed in the blood. We have the Spirit of God. We're praying, we're yearning, we desire. That's why we can overcome the enemy. Because he gives us this power in us, church. Aren't you glad to know that the forces of hell and the demonic spirits and all the things, just like at Halloween time this past week. Amen. Oh, yes. In the world and the things that they're doing. But listen here. I have a celebration. Amen. During this time of the year. Amen. They call what they want to call it. But my celebration tonight is abiding in Christ. The world don't know what I'm preaching about. Amen. People out there don't know what we're preaching about, what we stand for. But listen here. This is what's keeping me 365 days a year. This is what causes me to be happy in my journey and be contentment. Amen. The satisfaction in God tonight is because I'm abiding in Christ.
Come on.
I'm not abiding in the things of the world. I'm not continuing to follow the styles and the fashion of this world. But amen, the Word of God teaches us, if you love the world, you're an enemy of God. I don't love the world, no. I've been called out of the world. Amen, praise God, he put the love of Christ in me. You love him tonight, church? I preached the message one time. Amen, I read my scripture, I believe in the first epistle of John, about the love of God. People thought within themselves, oh, he's going to preach on love tonight. Amen. Amen. When I said 1 John, amen, whether it be chapter 2 or chapter 3, I said, I have a love message tonight. Amen. Everybody likes to hear about the love of God. Until I read verse number 15 for 1 Epistle John 2 and 15. Love not the world.
That's right.
He thought, oh, hey, Lord. He's going totally the opposite direction than what I thought he was going to preach. The saints of God, when you're abiding in Christ, even when you're preaching on the love of God, or love not the world.
Come on.
Amen. Right. Praise God. Come on now. I said, if you're abiding in Christ, amen, what the Word of God is teaching us tonight in chapter 15, if you apply this to your life, you're happy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Christ means everything to you. Amen. He's the center of your life. He's everything about your life. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on, man.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I say, do you love him tonight, church?
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Oh,
man. This is how I know how much God, in his supernatural working power, this little fleshly body, amen, cannot contain even the thoughts and the words and everything that flows through our minds and know what we're even going to preach and what words we're going to say next. Amen, that's how powerful God is. And that's how, amen, blessed we are to have what we can to use in our little bodies. Amen, I feel like I can make up a 4 or 5 men right now. Amen, praise God. 4 or 5 bodies to dwell in, to have that much Word of God in me. You know what I'm saying? To try to get it out. But I'm just wee little me. Amen, saints of God. Listen, God has more power. He has more in us than what we can even contain. Amen, in our hearts and our minds. But glory to God, I'm telling you something. Amen, it amazes me how God works. It amazes me what God can do. It amazes me what prayer can do. It amazes me what faith can do. Amen, oh hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I'm just glad to know that whatever we preach, whatever we believe, whatever we stand on, it gets richer and sweeter each and every day. And I come to know as a child of God, as long as I'm abiding in Christ, I'm drawing nearer and drawing nearer and drawing nearer to the bosom of Christ. Like the beloved John, he wanted to lean on his breast. He wanted to be close to the Savior. Listen, once you begin to lean on his breast,
come on,
woo! I said, once you begin to lean on his breast,
glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I say, once you lean in on Jesus, amen. Amen. Once you reach out and touch him and caress him, come on now. Hallelujah. You're talking about love. You're talking about the Spirit. My Lord God. I read in the scripture, I believe it was in Luke 4 the other day. Amen. Going about Jesus. Amen. Being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He was led into the wilderness. Led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And the scripture is going to say in that chapter, he returned in the power of the Spirit. Now, I've already preached that to some kind of them. Amen. Amen. He returned in the power of the Spirit. Amen. I say he returned in the power. He was led by the Spirit. But he returned in the power of the Spirit. My, you're talking about power. You're talking about unction. You're talking about a moving. Amen. You're talking about moving mountains. Amen. By faith and the power of God. Listen. God moves mountains every day. Amen. I heard that song on that road and I preached the message from it. God moves mountains every day. If you have faith, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be removed to the other place. You can say to the cinnamon tree, be thou removed or plucked up, and it shall be removed and to the other place. Listen, saints of God. It's faith. It's prayer, it's power, it's remaining in Christ, asking him, Lord, let your will be done in me. Let your will be done in me. Let's give him praise all of that.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Amen. Abiding in Christ. If I remember correctly, these verses of scripture that I read to you, 8 times it's mentioned about abiding in Christ. Abiding in Christ. 8 times, I believe it is, in these verses of scripture that I read to you tonight in your hearing. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. 8 times. Amen. To abide in Christ. It's keeping God's word continuing in our hearts and minds and making it the guide for our actions. Come on.
Right, some more.
Maintaining the habit of constant intimate communion with Christ in order to draw strength from him. obeying His commandments, remaining in His love and loving each other, keeping our lives clean through the Word, resisting all sin, and yielding to the Spirit of Almighty God. Yielding. Let the Spirit have direction. Amen. That's why we need direction. We need to be led by the Spirit. I said, Jesus, be led by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit because we're the sons of God. The Scripture says we cry Abba unto the Father. We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We have the great inheritance. Amen. Praise God. I'm storing up in heaven. I'm building up in heaven. I lay my treasures up there. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, church. Amen. Oh, I'm storing up and building up in the kingdom of God. Amen. Because I'm abiding in Christ. That's why I'm a builder tonight. I'm building on the true foundation. I've already built my mansion. Amen. Glory to God. In a wilderness of prayer somewhere. That's where I want to live. I want to live in the wilderness. I want to live in a time with God. I want to have a solitude place. I want a place of a dwelling in prayer. Seeking God.
Yes.
Amen. For
God.
The best things in life. Amen. Do you love Him with us?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to abide in Christ?
Glory to God.
Oh, God, have this tonight. Oh, Lord, where is your desire? Where is your heart? How is the Spirit directing you, leading you in the things of God? Listen, saints, it's the last hour. It's the last day. The time is at hand. Amen. Oh, yes, the time now is for the true Christians to come to know that through the fullness of God, the joy that Jesus spoke about in these verses I read to you, to cause your joy to be made full. Christ desires to move in and stay in your life. It doesn't matter what people say against you. It doesn't matter how many demons come against you, because He's remaining in you. Do you have a heart for Him tonight? Do you have a true heart unto God? Do you even know your own heart? Amen. Did you know that people fool themselves and deceive themselves, not knowing their own heart? They speak words at times, amen, about what they desire to do, what they say they will do, but they don't even know their own hearts. Their hearts are led into other directions of the things of life and of this world. Amen. Glory to God. But the true heart, it's drawing near to God in faith. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to tell on you.
That's right.
It's going to tell on you. Amen. I've always said you cannot hide a crown. You can't hide it. Because the Word of God teaches it. He's going to bring it in and everything's going to be revealed. It's going to be brought out to the open. People's going to know the spirituality of other people. Amen. There's going to be such a, amen, spirit connection. Amen. Amen. There's going to be a, amen, praise God, a love. Amen. For the brethren. And that love that's abiding within us. Don't you love Him tonight, church?
Praise the Lord.
Are you abiding in Christ? Are you happy in your journey? Amen. Do you love Him dearly in all that's within you? If you do, let us stand tonight.
Glory to God.
I can keep on preaching, but I'm coming to a close here tonight. Oh, my Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to sing this chorus. As we sing this chorus, if you'd like to come around and pray, these altars are open for you. Amen. But if you know the song, I want you to sing it along with me. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's beginning and the end. He's my counselor, deliverer to me. He's the everlasting Father. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Come on, let's pray. I'm glad I